A word for you from Luke chapter 1 verse 51. He has done mighty deeds with his arm, and he has scattered those who were proud in the imaginations of their heart. Here again we find right at the beginning of the gospel that man's heart, his imagination, is evil continually. Last time we looked at how God spoke to Noah and said that the imaginations of man's heart is evil continually. And even after the flood, when Noah made his first sacrifice, the Lord promised not to destroy the whole world in the same way as by flood. But he again said, for the imaginations of man's heart are evil continually. In man's imagination, one could say imagination in general is a wonderful thing. It's a creative source inside us. It's where artists conceive their great art. It's where musicians cultivate the music that eventually shows up on a sheet and is played by a whole orchestra. It's where those people who have a dream for some achievement in human life begin to cultivate that dream that ultimately comes to fruition in their lives. It is a wonderful thing. And we talk with children about the time and the importance of stimulating their imagination in the right way, because God has given you this tremendous faculty to dream, to plan, to invent, to conceive, that you can bring to pass with great benefit and great blessing. Sadly though, it's in this very imagination, the same mind, the same heart, that there is iniquity that is so closely knit with the wickedness of sin, that man thinks in that way continually. And here we've read in Luke chapter 1 from Mary's praise to God when God had sent the angel, and Mary, after visiting Elizabeth, hears the wonderful words from Elizabeth. Then it is that she says these very words, for man is proud in the imaginations of his heart. But it was also the promise of the Savior, the Redeemer from our evil imaginations.